Good evening, everyone. Come on, let's give God a big hand. Come on, you can do better than that. Let's give God a big hand. Praise God. Now, I'm just so glad to be here once again. Now, I'm excited because once again, we're going to study God's Word. And like what, you know, we've heard dun sa special number natin. You know, I would just like to appreciate our music team. No, you did a great job. God bless you. Gagaling. Anyway, talking about that grenade, I think somebody threw that grenade over there outside. May nakahilata sa labas. I don't know, baka nakita niyo yun. Okay, nasabugan yata. Okay, well, again, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, I'm just so excited to be here once again. How many of you here, you had a great rest week last week? Okay, some few people. Okay, mangilan-ngilan lang sa atin. Ah. Well, I believe that you had a great time with your family, with your friends. Okay, wala tayo last Friday, but welcome back again to our youth service. And this is gonna be an exciting series for all of us. Okay, we're gonna be talking about suspect for the next 4 weeks. And let me just explain to you why suspect. Suspect, because the question lies behind that is that, is there really an evidence of change? Will you remain a suspect? Or will people would see real change? Change of lifestyle, change of heart, change of behavior? Will they really change? Will they really see change in our hearts? And before I move on, I realized that, you know, again, every Friday we're preaching the gospel. We realize that the Word of God would really change our hearts as long as we apply it. Because the Bible says, in fact, in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is like a double-edged sword. It would penetrate the dividing soul. And sometimes, most of the times, it would reveal who we are. The Word of God will reveal who we are and maybe what we are not. That's why we are studying God's Word every Friday, because we know and we believe that only through the Word of Jesus there will be change of hearts. Only through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, let me just take this time and just pray right now before we move on, before we talk about God's Word. Would you join with me in prayer? Lord, we just want to glorify you, God, and thank you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. And we ask that you would reveal Jesus Christ in our midst today. For every time we see Jesus, every time we learn greater things about Jesus, we know in our hearts, God, that our lives will never be the same again. Our lives will be changed because of the loving, kindness, mercy, goodness, faithfulness of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, I pray, God, that you would just open our hearts today. Lord, take away all the things, Lord God, that's bothering us today. May we focus on your Word. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Once again, I'd like to ask, sino sa inyo dito who came here for the very first time? Pwede ko ba makita? Yes, thank you. Anyone else? Thank you. Thank you. All right. Okay, thank you. God bless you. Palakpakan uli natin si Lord. Thank you very much for coming. Again, this is our youth service every Friday. We have 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock service. So, kung sabi ni Pastor Dan kanina and ni Leo Ray, kung pang 801 ka na sa May, kailan? May 3, pang 801 ka na pumasok dito, I'm sorry to say, but good news, maaga ka para next week. Okay? Pero hindi ka na makakapasok pag pang 801 ka na. So you might as well attend our 5 o'clock service. Marami pa tayong bakanting upuan sa 5 o'clock service. And in fact, marami pa tayong upuan ngayon na bakante. So pwede ka mag-invite next week. Again, the goal of our series is really for us to understand, all of us here, students, for us to understand that you know, when we put our faith in Christ, there will be an evidence of change. There will be an evidence of a change of lifestyle, you know, change of the way you act, the way you say words. Okay, and that's why for the next 4 weeks we're gonna study the book of James. And let me just give you a short background of James. James is actually the brother of Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason why he wrote this book, okay, is simply because to expose hypocritical practices during those times and even our times, even our time today, it's still, it's still valid. And of course, this book is actually considered as the how-to book. Di ba marami tayong mga books ngayon na self-help books? How to start business, how to ride the LRT or MRT. Okay, meron bang ganun book? Wala naman, no? Parang ang hirap yata intindihin, no? Ano ba sumakay ng LRT at MRT? Anyway, if you have your Bible with you, would you open your Bible in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 14 to 19? Okay. How many of you brought your Bible again with you? Praise God. Parang konti nang nagdadala ng Bible dito, ah. Okay. So I assume we memorize na talaga yung Bible natin, no? From Genesis to Revelation, talaga wala na tayo maitatago. Okay, alam na natin. James chapter 2, verse 14 to 19. Let me just read. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Then in verse 15, suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If any one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well-fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? And then in verse 17, in the same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by what? Isa pa. What? Action. Okay. Is dead. Faith, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. And then in verse 19, this is very interesting. You believe that there's one God. How many of you here, you believe in one God? You believe that there's Jesus, who is our Lord and Master, Savior? Guess what? That's good. And this is the good news. Even the demons believe that and shudder. So the question is, anong kinaibahan natin sa demonyo? We both believe Jesus. Okay? We're gonna talk about that in the next few minutes. Okay? Let me just start with this. Who among you here, you are familiar with the word posers? Poser. Okay? Mga posers. Yung mga babae, mga post na gano'n. Yung mga lalaki talagang posers. Okay? Well, in our culture today, in our midst today, sa panahon nyo ngayon, you know, there are so many people, young people, students, who are actually, you know, we call them posers. But let me just say this. Those posers that I'm talking about are not here. Hindi yan yung katabi mo. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, hindi ikaw to, ha? Sinisigurado ko lang sa'yo, hindi ikaw to. These posers are really outside. Okay? Wala dito yon. Now, nakita ko kasi yung meaning ng poser sa Urban Dictionary. Sabi nga nun, yung poser daw, ang ibig sabihin, someone who pretends to be something they're not. Yung isang tao na nagkukunwari na ako to, pero sa totoo, hindi talaga ako to. Okay? May mga kakilala ba kayong ganon? Katabi mo ba? Sabi sa inyo, wala dito yun eh. Hindi dito yun, nasa labas yun. Okay? So, posers. And sabi nila, gusto nila nito, pero pag tinanong mo sila, ano ba talaga, ano bang meaning yan? Hindi maipaliwanag, hindi ma-explain. So, posers lang talaga. Now, let me just give you an example of posers. Di ba, meron tayong mga kilala mga estudyante na talagang pag nagpaalam kay nanay, parang yung nanay, bilib na bilib, ang daming dalang books, di ba? Nay, alis na ako, papasok na ako. Okay, mga lalaki, talagang, nay, ang bigat ng books ko, talagang. Pero hindi naman talaga binabasa. Puro table of contents lang, di ba? Talagang ayaw naman magbasa. Ano lang, poser lang. Parang pakitan tao lang na mukhang ano ako, mukhang studious ako, nag-aaral talaga ako. And some of the students, they are posers. Why? Because, alam mo yun, yung parang mga geek, yung parang magmukhang genius, nakasalamin. Wala dito yon. Nasa labas. Okay? Just to make it clear, wala dito yon, wala sa atin yon. Alam mo yung wala namang grado, pero mukhang genius to ah. Mukha lang, di ba? Mukha lang. Yung parang pag nakita mo, uy, grabe, parang tanungin mo nga ng ano yan, mat yan, palagay ko, masasagot ka niyan eh. Pero pag tinanong mo, ano kasi yun? Yeah. Yung iba naman, poser, talaga, alam mo, summer ngayon, di ba? Kumaka-jacket, wagas. Wala dito yun, ha? May kilala kayong ganon. Wala dito yun. Yung alam mo, summer na summer, talagang pag nag-jacket, lalabas talagang, maka-forma lang talaga, you know, mga ganun lang eh. Mga poser talaga, di ba? Yung iba naman, matindi. Talagang, alam mo yung may mga dalang gitara, parang talaga, uy, musician to, talagang kala, dala-dala yung ano, may gitara dito, mayroong bass drum dito, may keyboard dito, talagang. Pero pag sinabi mo, Brad, bigyan mo nga ako ng E. Sa mga musician, gano'n. Pagka nagkakaintindihan na, pag sinabi nga, give me E. Okay, mga note. Pagka pinatugtog na, wala. Ano kasi yun? Tung, tung, tung. Ito lang alam ko eh. Diba? Mga poser lang. Yung iba naman, matindi. Tough guy. Siga yung dating, talagang umakaporma. Muscle fit. Talagang pagka nandyan yung mga crush eh, yung mga girlfriend eh, talagang muscle fit. Pag nagkayayaan, uy! Nood tayo ng ano? It takes a man and a woman. Ayoko niyan! Tough guy ako, grabe, pang... Ano lang yan, pang... Mga pang tweetams lang yan, ano ka ba? Pero pag napanood na... Okay, quiet na. Pero pag napanood na... Talagang sisimple yan mo, talagang napapag... Una pang kinikilig yung tough guy, di ba? Parang feeling nila, hindi ako manonood yan. Panonoodin ko, G.I. Joe. Hindi ako manonood yan, grabe. Pang mga ano lang yan, mga pa-sweet-sweet lang yan. Hindi ko type yan, gusto ko action. Pero yung napanood, di ba? Hanggang paglabas, di ba? Uy, Brad, ang ganda ng It Takes a Man and a Woman. Panalo. Macho pa rin, di ba? Brad eh. Pag nagbabayad ka, kumakanta ka, it takes a man and a woman. Babayad. Naaalala mo ba, di ba, hanggang bago ka matulog, talaga nakaga, ay, bebe ko. Naisip mo. Grabe talaga. Posers eh. Alam mo yung parang pakikitan tao. But you know, the reality is, Christians are like that. You know, many, many people who are professing that they are Christian, who are saying that, you know, I'm a born-again Christian, I'm a follower of Christ. You know, they are making great claims, but oftentimes they are guilty of proving it, not proving it of what they are claiming. Let me just say that again. Many people who are saying that I'm a born-again, I'm a Christian, you know, I follow Jesus, I love Jesus, somehow, you know, they are just claiming that they have faith, but the reality is it doesn't show. Why? Because there's nothing that is changing in their lifestyle, the way they think, the way they talk, the way they treat people, the way they treat their parents. Nothing really changed. Parang sinasabi ni Lida, di ba? Changes. Ay, hindi. Trust pala yun. 2.0. Ito, changes 2.0. Wala lang. Halatang nanood eh, no? Nanood ako. Sabi ko rin yun eh, G.I. Joe panoorin. Ano ba yun? Sabi ko sa asawa ko, babe, ano ba yun? Corny niya. Hindi ako manunood niyan, G.I. Joe, panoorin natin. Ayun, nanood ako. Kinikilig pa ako. Ay, galing ni John Lloyd. Galing, oh. But you know, the reality is, you know, many people claim that, you know, I'm this, I'm that, I'm, you know, I follow Jesus. But the question is, does your action back up your claim? Yung bang paglabas natin dito, nakikita ba talaga ng mga tao na, uy, talagang Kristiyano to? Uy, talagang ano to? Nakikinig talaga to, ginagawa niya yung sinasabi sa Bible. That's why suspect. Will you remain a suspect? Parang, Kristiyano ba to? Teka, imbestigahan nga natin. Tignan natin talaga sa lifestyle niya. Will there be an evidence of a changed life? Is there an evidence of a changed life? Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo kung mukhang suspect yan. Hindi suspect ng kaning, ang kaning tutong, ha? Yung tumira ng kaning lamig. Yeah. You know, James wants believers to not only to hear the truth, but also to do it. In fact, he contrasts, James contrasts false faith into true faith. False faith, which is really empty faith, and really true faith, which really shows that there's change by the grace of Jesus. Nagbago talaga. Okay? And we saw in these verses that a false faith is a faith that simply believes the facts. Makikita natin, pag sinabi natin false faith, you know, it simply believing the facts, in fact, I want to say this, cannot save. Yes, we know, you know, all of us here knows that Jesus Christ came here on earth, died, okay, and sacrificed himself and was buried and resurrected after 3 days to give us victory. Yes, that's a fact. How many of you knows that totoo to? Naniniwala ka dito. This is the gospel. This is what the Bible says to us. This is what really happened. This is how really Jesus saves us. But you know what? The problem is, yes, we know the fact, but knowing, simply knowing the fact doesn't really save us. You know what saves us? When we know the fact, when we know the truth that indeed Jesus Christ died for me, took my place, and paid for my sins, that's the fact, but that alone doesn't save me. When I put my faith in Christ upon knowing the fact, when I surrender everything to Jesus, then that is what will save me. So simply knowing the fact cannot save you. Why? Because the scripture tells us, even in verse 19, even the devil believes it. But the question is, you know, that the reason why so many people are trying to, are having a hard time, you know, really being changed because they really don't want to put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. They just know the fact. They just know the truth. Ang dami sa atin dito, ang daming mga religious people, talagang alam nila. In fact, di ba, sineselebrate nga every, yung last week lang, sineselebrate natin yung Easter Sunday, yung Resurrection Day. Because alam natin na totoo talaga. Namatay si Jesus, nabuhay muli, at pinatawag, dahil doon, binigyan tayo ng buhay na walang hanggan because of His victory. Totoo yun. But the problem is, are we really doing something about that faith? The question is, are we really, you know, surrendering everything to Jesus? Or, puro head knowledge lang tayo, alam natin, pero wala tayong ginagawa. Hindi tayo nagbabago. Again, I'm telling you, you can never do anything. It's only by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of Jesus, that you will be changed. It's not about you. It's not about how cute you are. Ang cute-cute ko, kaya magpapakabait na ako. It's only by the grace of Jesus that you will be changed. Okay? And it's not just that. Simply believing the facts. In fact, again, let me just say this. The Bible doesn't change our lives. Sino sa inyo dito, honestly, nagbabasa tayo ng Bible? Taas mo yung kamay mo? Okay. Thank you for your honesty. Yung mga hindi nagtaas, okay lang yon. Praise God. Okay lang yon. Sino sa inyo dito? You're really, you know, you're reading your Bibles. Okay, taas yung kamay nyo. Okay. Uy, marami-rami sa atin. Thank you, Lord. Dami namin. But you know, simply believing, simply reading the Bible, you know, doesn't change us. It's our application. In fact, revelation without application leads to frustration and stagnation. May revelation sa'yo na talagang pinatawad ka ni Lord sa mga kasalanan mo. Revelation yon, Lord, grabe, sama-sama ako, pero pinatawad mo pa rin ako, namatay ka pa rin para sa akin. Ganun ka kabait, ganun ka kabuti, ganun ka mapagmahal. That's a revelation. But without application, pinatawad ka ni Lord. Sabi ni Lord, now you have a new life. Pero hindi pa rin tayo nagbabago. It will lead to frustration and stagnation. Hindi nag-grow yung spiritual life natin. Every week, nag-a-attend tayo, ganun pa rin tayo. Hindi nag-grow. And simply believing the fact, again, doesn't save and also doesn't satisfy. Knowledge about Jesus will never satisfy. It is only by having relationship with Christ that you will ever be satisfied. Hindi, I'm telling you can't fake it. Hindi mo maikakaila na talagang kung satisfied ka talaga sa presence ni Lord, hindi mo maikakaila to. Kasi pag uwi mo, kahit na, alam mo yon, kahit na gutom ka, hindi ka nagre-reklamo sa nanay mo, hindi ka nagdadabog, na ano ba naman yan, gutom na ako. Why? Kasi satisfied ka, Lord, I know that I'm a changed man, yung self-control ko, meron akong self-control, may patience ako because of your grace. That's why you can never fake it. Kapag wala talagang true faith, it's all false faith or empty faith. As in talagang hindi ka satisfied at the end of the day, pag uwi mo sa bahay mo, galit ka, inis ka, inaaway mo yung nanay mo. Why? Because it's all empty. There's no evidence. There's no change. Wala talaga nagbago sa buhay natin. And not just that, you know, simply believing the fact cannot save, cannot satisfy, and cannot show. Okay? You know, marami sa atin dito, I could say, ganun din ang buhay ko talaga dati, na sinasabi ko, nagsisimba ako, nag-a-attend ako ng mga religious service. Pero alam mo yung pag-uwi, nag-iibang bigla. Dito parang ang bait-bait natin, di ba? Pagka naipagbato yan, pag sinabi ni Pastor Dan, oh, come on, greet the person next to you. Talagang kumakangiti ka. Talagang greet na greet ka talaga, di ba? Pero paglabas natin, talagang tayo pa yung nangunguna talaga nag-aaya. Inuman na to, pre! Simulan na natin to. Yung iba naman, Brad, may bago akong download ngayon. Mas matindi to. Ikaw pa nangunguna, di ba? O, panuurin natin. You know what I'm talking about. And it doesn't, people can see changes in our lives. Why? Because it's all false faith. It's all empty. It's not real true faith. It's just for a show. It's like, we are just, you know, telling the people, here am I, okay ako, I'm good, but still outside, pag wala na nakakita sa atin. Or maybe, pag hindi na ito yung mga kasama natin, talagang nandun na tayo, lantara na, talagang bibigay na talaga tayo. Just for a show. You know, that will never save us. Now, the question is, how do I know if my faith is genuine? Kung ganun pala, yes, all of us here, we know the truth, we know the fact, we know that, you know, the reason Jesus died for us is because we are sinners and He wants to justify us before God. And the question is, how will I know if I have genuine faith? You know, true faith causes you. You know, true faith causes you to submit everything to God, to give up everything for God. That's true faith. You will know that you have true faith if you are willing to surrender wrong relationship before God. Lord, I know this is wrong, babalikan natin to. Lord, I know this is wrong. Lord, we've been doing this. Lord, hindi pa kami kasal. Ginagawa na namin to. Lord, I know this is wrong. But I want to give it to you. Lord, I want to surrender this to you. I'm telling you, that's true faith. True faith causes you to give up everything for God. The problem is we are having a hard time to really surrender everything to God. Why? Because we still want to have a hold of it. Gusto natin, we have control over our desires, over our vices, yung mga bisyo natin. Hindi talaga natin kayang i-give up kay Lord. Lord, talaga naniniwala ako. Lord, talagang buhay ka eh. Pero Lord, talagang buhay din tong alak na to, Lord. Hindi ko maiwasan talaga, Lord. Tapos uuwi ka, talagang lasing-lasing ka na. But sometimes we are having a hard time to give it up before God. But you know what? True faith, faith without action is dead. And true faith also produces obedience. It produces obedience. The faith causes the actions, and the actions give proof that faith is real. You know, when we say that, when we will know that our faith is genuine, you know, when we know if it's God's will, if God is telling me to do this, even though, Lord, even though it hurts, Lord, parang, Lord, pwede bang wag muna ngayon, but you know what? True faith produces obedience. If you really have faith, if we really have faith in Jesus, then there will be obedience. There will be obedience. In fact, faith, again, faith without action is dead. You know, there's an illustration in the book of Paul Barker. He's one of our theologian, teacher in every nation. And he has this book called Faith to Live By. And he's giving an illustration about faith and works. Okay? How faith and work really goes hand in hand. Okay? And he has this, an image, a picture of, you know, a man rowing yung boat, nagro-row. Row, row, row your boat. Yung mga ganyan. And he has this image, this picture that on his right side, merong nakalagay na faith. And on his left side, meron nakalagay na works. Now, imagine if you will always use your right hand, that faith, not using that works, that left hand. What will happen? Umiikot ka lang. What if hindi to gamitin mo? Huwag mong gamitin yung faith, gamitin mo lang yung works. Sumagwan ka lang using that works. What happens? Umiikot ka lang. That is why you have to have both. Why? Because faith without action is dead. It will bring you somewhere. It will bring you to the purpose of God. When you have that faith, and if it's accompanied by works, okay, then that's true faith. True faith means obedience. And not just that, true faith makes you acceptable to God. It makes you acceptable to God. You know, there are, in other scripture, in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 28, Paul is saying that we are justified by faith alone, not by observing the law. It means to say, Paul is saying that all of us here, every single person, okay, are justified by faith. It means to say, we are saved by grace. It means to say, you don't have to add anything, you don't have to do good works para maligtas ka. Because faith alone justifies us before God. Now, in the book of James, okay, James is telling us, faith without work is dead. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand those quotations. They are in agreement. They are actually complementing each other. Okay? when Paul said that we are justified by faith alone, he is saying to all of us, because there are people, you know, they are justifying themselves by their works. Yung gagawin natin, gagawin ko to, magsisimba ako, magvi-victory weekend ako para maligtas ako, magvi-victory para mahalin ako ni Lord. Hindi. Minahal na tayo ni Lord. Okay, wala tayong dapat gawin, wala tayong magagawa. It's only by the grace of Jesus that we are justified before God. That is clear. Now, James is saying, faith without work is dead simply because there are people. Kung kanina, may mga tao na kala nila, maliligtas sila dahil sa mga ginagawa nila, mali yun. We are justified already. Hindi natin kailangan magdagdag. But James is saying, what he is saying is that faith without work is dead. Because there are people who are just, alam mo yun, puro intellectual lang. Yung puro naniniwala lang, pero walang ginagawa, walang action. Walang fruits, walang testimony. Naniniwala tayo, Lord, bait mo talaga. You know, there was one story I've heard. A pastor, you know, preaching the same message for 5 weeks. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, he's preaching the same message over 5 weeks. And then his congregation asked him, "Pastor, why is it that you are preaching the same message for 5 weeks already? Don't you have new message to share? Wala ka bang pwedeng i-share sa amin na bago? Kasi limang linggo na, puro yun ang pinipreach mo sa amin eh." Then the pastor said, "I don't have any plans to change my message. Why? Because until now, I don't see any changes in your life." And you know what he's been preaching for 5 weeks? He's been preaching about giving. It means to say, for 5 weeks, they believe that it is God who is a generous God who will give us everything. They are accepting the fact that when you give, it will be given back to you. But there's a problem. They're not doing something about it. They're not being generous enough because they're not believing enough that Jesus will give them blessings overwhelming. That's why the pastor said, "I'm going to preach it again. Because you're not doing something about it." Now, the truth of the matter is that the Bible says, honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you. True faith comes when we go home, when we serve our parents, when we love them, when we respect them. That's true faith, I'm telling you. Hindi mo kayang gawin yon kung wala ang grasya ng Panginoon. Hindi mo magagawa, hindi mo kayang respetuin yung parents mo again kung hindi dahil sa blessing at grace ni Lord lang sa buhay natin. Ngayon, kaya natin ginagawa yon, it is because of true faith. But it becomes false faith when after hearing the message, honor your father and mother, yet it may go well with you. Pag-uwi natin, dinadabugan natin yung parents natin, galing na, "Lord, naniniwala ako doon, honor your father and mother." Pero pag-uwi natin, dinadabugan natin yung tatay natin, yung nanay natin, galit na galit tayo sa parents natin. And I'm telling you, and again, the question is there an evidence of a changed life? The Bible is saying that respect women, treat them with respect. True faith means when we look at ladies, you know, we don't think, you know, lustful thoughts with them. Hindi yung, kasi pag sinabi nating false faith, yun, alam mo, nagkakalabitan pa tayo, "Uy, na may suot niya, brad, oh. Oh, pwede yan, pwede yan." Pero alam natin, sabi sa Bible, treat women with respect. And ladies, you know, sabi nga, it's, we have to submit. You know, although wala naman tayo mga husbands at wives dito. But the point is, you know, ladies, we have to also show respect to men. But the question is, are we showing that? Or baka naman talagang binabatok-batukan pa natin yung mga lalaki. Kahapon may nakita ako, nakasabay ko sa elevator. Babae, nagulat ako, binatukan yung lalaki. Laking tao ng lalaki. Yung pala may kalbong dumaan, pendong, sabi niya. Gulat ako. Grabe. Ang liit ng babae, laki ng lalaki. Ang lakas, oh. Parang kung ako yun, ano yun? Pagka ganun niya sa lalaki, oh. Pendong, pendong. Talaga all the way hanggang lower ground, nakaganun yung babae, oh. Are we respecting men also? You know, sinasabi sa Bible, yun nga, give and it will be given back to you. Don't rob God. But are we really putting our faith, are we really saying that, Lord, this is the evidence of my faith? I want to give you what's due to you. Or are we still holding that? Hindi. Tsaka na lang. But we know the fact. But the question is there an evidence of faith in our lives? Again, my point on that is that my faith justifies me and makes me acceptable to God, before God, but my actions justify me before men. My faith justifies me before God, but my actions justifies me before men. Parang sa court of law. Diba? We know, you know in your heart na wala kang ginawang kasalanan. Alam mo, at alam ni Lord, sinasabi mo pa, inosente ka. Yes, God is justifying you. But by your actions, men are justifying you. You know, there are jurors. May mga witness. Yes, alam ni Lord, justified ka. Pero how about those people? How about those people, yung mga kaibigan natin, kamag-anak natin, tatay natin, nanay natin, nakikita ba talaga yung pagbabago sa atin? Or pag uwi natin, mura pa rin tayo ng mura. Talagang kung ano-ano yung pinapanood na lang natin. Talagang, you know, may envy pa rin, may hatred pa rin, may disobedience pa rin. Is there an evidence of a changed life? Let me just close with this. No, true faith is not really about following a bunch of rules. Okay, it's not just about following a set of religious rules, beliefs. But really, faith is really about having an exciting relationship with God. And guys, this is what I want you to realize, that the reason why we will have an evidence of a changed life. We will do good works. Babait tayo. Hindi ka na magsisinungaling. Hindi ka na maglalay. Hindi ka na mga awa. Hindi ka na magagalit. Hindi ka na magtatanim na sama ng loob. Again, it's only because of the grace of God. That is why you will be able to do that. Hindi pwedeng ang galing-galing mo, ang bait-bait mo, kaya ka ililigtas si Lord. It's just a mere, you know, intellect and proving that I'm okay before God. But again, we have to realize that Jesus Himself, you know, showed us that indeed change is possible. You can be changed. You know, you can be transformed inside and out. It's not just for a show. We are not posers. We are not saying to the world, I'm a Christian, I'm a born again. It's not just about, yes, that's a good thing, that when you come here in front, when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you raise up your hand and tell God, Lord, I surrender my life to you. Yes, that's good, that's fine, that's great. But it's not just about that. The question is, makikita ba talaga yung pagbabago na yun na sinurrender mo na yung buhay mo kay Lord? Or babalik pa rin tayo sa dati nating ginagawang mali? The point is, we will go back to Jesus. Because Jesus Himself won the victory over the cross. He paid for your sins. That is why it is possible to be changed. It is possible to have a transformed life. Hindi ka na yung dating ikaw. Hindi na ako yung dating Jeff. May pagbabago. May resulta. Yung sinasabi kong faith. May resulta yung pag-attend-attend ko ng youth service. May resulta yung pagpe-pray ko. May resulta yung pagbabasa ko ng Bible. May resulta yung pag-attend ko ng victory group. There's a result. There's a changed life. Because of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ enables us to do that. Empowers us through the Holy Spirit. Because a faith that is only about rules and belief is all boring. It's boring. But a faith that brings me into a relationship with God is very exciting. How many of you would agree with me? You know, you have experienced this. When you have Christ, life is so exciting. Can you say amen? Life is so exciting. But if it's all about rules, beliefs, nakinig ako pero babalik ako, it's boring. But if there's genuine change, genuine relationship, I'm telling you, Christianity will be very exciting. Can we just pray right now? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we come to you, God, tonight. Humbling ourselves, Lord, before you. God, for we know, God, that nothing is hidden before you, God. You know every heart, every thoughts. You know what's going through our minds right now. And we know, God, that it's only you who could change us. It's not about us. It's by the grace of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, because we are justified. We don't have to add anything. We don't have to do anything, Lord. Because by faith alone, because of what you have done on the cross, we are justified before God. And God, through this justification, Lord God, through this salvation, through this faith, God, thank you because you will empower us, Lord God, to live a life that is worthy, to live a life that is transformed before you, God. Again, it's not about us. It's all because of you, Jesus. You know, today, while everybody's, you know, bow your heads, no one's looking around, would you be honest to God before God today, tonight, and you would tell God, Lord, that includes me. Lord, somehow, Lord God, I'm saying I have faith, but Lord, it doesn't show. Lord, my statement really doesn't validate what I'm saying about my faith. That's why today, Lord God, I'm asking for your forgiveness. Lord, I want to say sorry for still living on my past. You know, if you're here today, would you be honest to God? Lord, would you change me today, God? Lord, I'm saying I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Christ. Lord, I need you to change me. If you're that person, would you raise up your hand? That includes me. You know, somehow, hindi natin napuprove talaga na Kristiyano pala ako. Lord, may takot pala ako sa Panginoon. Naniniwala pala ako sa Diyos. Yes, thank you. Lord, you see these hands, Lord God. Lord, I pray, God, that Lord, you would change our hearts, Lord. Lord, I pray, God, that you would just Lord, help us, Lord God, to be in the position where we will put our trust on you, where we will be changed, Lord God, according to your grace. Lord, pag-uwi namin sa bahay, Lord, talaga makikita ng parents namin na binago mo na kami. Makikita sa actions namin, makikita sa ginagawa namin. Lord, pagbalik namin sa mga campus namin, makikita ng mga classmates namin, talagang na-born again kami. Talagang tinanggap namin si Jesus bilang Lord and Savior namin. Lord, makikita ng mga kapatid namin na galit sa amin, na somehow nagagalit din ako, naiinis ako, makikita nila sa akin, Lord. na binago mo na talaga ako at mamahalin ko sila, there will be a genuine change. Change our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Lord.